Alrighty, folks. Still podcasts have not posted. I'm sorry, but I'm finishing my homework. And there's only like three of you who listen religiously that I know of. For those of you who are wishing I did more, and it's probably why you're not going to keep listening, I'm sorry. I'll get fans some other way. But finishing my first semester of college after being out of college for, oh, I don't even know. For eight years? Wait. 10 years? Yeah, 10 years? Okay. It's a long time for me. And I never had kids before, so I have kids now. I still have one cat. Now, for those of you who are paying pet rent, be smart. As soon as the pet is deceased, let your landlord know. Ask them if they're going to prorate that month or what they're going to do. Find out, because you should not be paying that. And, you know, for a miser, that's a silver lining. For me, it does help, because I do have to pay for everything, because I only have, well, only one of us works in my household at the moment. So I'm always thinking about my dollars, folks, always. But I'm also thinking about my quality of life. When I think about my quality of life, I was thinking about what you might be doing to ruin yours. So we're going to cover something real quick today. So let me give you a piece of advice. Just for those of you younger that might actually stumble onto this, shut up, okay? Just shut up. And the reason I'm saying shut up is because if someone's talking to you, 9 out of 10 times, they don't really want your opinion. They just want to vent. Or the other factor is that they already know what they're going to do. And they're just either lying to themselves or they just don't want to admit to that. But it's very simple, folks. It isn't complicated. People are very simple and they don't care what you have to say most of the time. Now, you're going to say, no, my best friend cares what I think. Well, yeah, if you're both 8-year-olds, he probably does. And I say that because I have young people in my house. Your spouse, hopefully they care about what you have to say, but that's not a given either. And you might have gotten to the point where you're like, yeah, well, my wife just talks to her best friend. They handle everything and I just hear the back end. I'm like, that's great. There's a good chance you're going to get divorced too. But that's not effective communication. But communication, folks, is how you get most things done. It's how you ask someone to marry you. I used to tell my agents that even if they weren't in sales, you're in sales. If you're handling a complaint, the solution you're going to suggest, so that's hard to say, the solution you're going to suggest to the consumer, to the customer, the client, is a sale. They want to, you know, let's say their car breaks down. They want you to give them a brand new car, so they put the warranty. They don't want to fix the same thing 3 times. You know, you already did my transmission 4 times. We need to do another solution. So now you're terms and conditions. This is what I can do for you. Or you're selling them on why they have to. I don't do sales. I hate sales. People say they hate sales all the time. You ever ask somebody for their number? Never ask somebody for a favor, that's a sale. Even if that's your best friend. Bro, I need a favor. Please, hook me up. I got to pick up this couch because I can't afford a new one. My friend's giving me one. The only one I know has a truck and I can't afford the truck, but I got gas money and lunch. That's a sale because you're offering something to get something. Now, you're going to say, no, it's not friendship. Friendship isn't sales. I know it's not, but I'm trying to get you to understand. Every time you say something, you're always pitching. You're always pitching. It never fails. That's exactly what you're doing, folks. Now, some of you are just rude. It's like, yo, I need you to hook this up and do something for me. I know people, I've had friends like that. They always want something. They always need something. They just always expect something. Then there are people just rude and always feel like the world owes them something. You know, and there's people say, I deserve this. I deserve that. You get what you deserve. You deserve what you get. I deserve to have a $5 million house. Yeah, you got a $2 an hour work ethic. You know, and say, oh, I deserve a man to buy me a ring that's 6 months of his salary. No, you don't. Are you worth 6 months of salary, or someone just told you that's what it should be? I've heard people say this kind of ignorance before, and it's just, no. You know, I'm paid what I'm worth right now, folks. I do believe I'm worth more, but given the rate of the system, the fact that my coworkers make less than I do per hour, but they get paid for the vacation time, it all kind of balances out. But see, I'm aware of all the logistics. I was actually talking to a teacher I worked today, and I was like, yeah. I said, the only way I could come here permanently, I said, they have to take my wife and my two kids. I said, they have to hire both of us permanently. And except my son, he's like, oh, your kids can go. I said, well, if they can figure that out. I said, I'll come back. I said, I'll stay here. Because I was telling my wife, I said, it's a good idea. You know, this is farther from our home. And it's not an A school. My son goes to an A school. I currently work at a C school. But I believe a lot of the reasons to C is out of the actual administration's hands. I think they have a good blend of staff. They have a good program they're working. It's just the population they're working with as far as the demographics of income, poverty levels, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of stuff that factors in, you know, even attendance. You know, if kids aren't, if you've got, let's say, 30 kids who never show up, you've got a problem. A lot of your kids are poor and they're going to get shipped around or moved because they're living in their car and the car is now parked in a different part of the county. They're going to ship to another school, let's say. All these things factor in. Or now, if you live in a more affluent, however you say it, area, you're going to have a different set of problems. The kids might just be jerks because they're rich and spoiled. You live in a more rural area and the roads are dirt, the kids aren't going to show up if the bus can't run. If your busing companies or your busing system in your county sucks, it's a whole new problem. You know, I looked on the website, and they can't get enough bus drivers. And, you know, a lot of kids can be very rowdy nowadays. I think kids are much different than even when I worked a couple years ago. 8 years ago, wow. 9 years ago almost, whatever. You know, society's in a downward spiral, folks, as far as civility is concerned. I don't care what any of you say, it's just a fact. And that's my opinion, and opinions aren't facts, but just look at the TV. I think some guy set himself on fire outside of the courthouse where Trump is being tried today. Why would you set yourself on fire over something Trump did? You know, somebody set themselves on fire, what, a couple months ago, a soldier or something? A couple weeks ago, I don't even know. I don't care. Not that I don't care. I don't want to be callous or flip my words, but there's so much other stuff going on. There's so much bigger things that, you know, it's weird to me. All of a sudden, now people are setting themselves on fire. You know, barge almost said, I think, the Verrazano Bridge in New York. A couple barges got loose, or should I say a big ship? A couple barges got loose and blocked up another waterway. Two boats have crashed in the bridges. You know, a year or two ago, it was like trains were crashing or derailing every 2 minutes. After a while, you know, coincidence is just, it's not real to me. And coincidentally, you don't care what I have to say right now, right? Because you're not a conspiracy theorist, it doesn't affect you, and you're living your best life. People don't care what you have to say, folks. Then you got the people who care what you say, but they're scared to hear it. But that's a whole other podcast, but just shut up. If someone's talking to you about a problem, I understand you. Be empathetic. Wow, that's horrible. I can't imagine how you feel. You know, because if you tell somebody, I know how you feel, you don't. You don't know how they feel because you're not them, first off. Second off, someone says, oh, you know, my mother just died. Oh, that's got to be so hard. I would be so sad. How do you know? Maybe they're joyful. Maybe they killed her. Oh, I understand how you feel. I know how you feel. Do you know how you feel? Your mother died? Did you love your mother? Did you love your mother and she died? Because you can hate someone, they've died, it means the world to you. Because now you're free of a burden. And that sounds really evil, folks, but the world is a lot different than it was in the 80s, guys. And I was born in the 80s. Guys, I say, not because I don't respect the ladies, but I don't even have like two ladies that ever listen to my podcast. So I'm speaking to my coordinates of men from America, late 30s to early 40s, like 35 to 44 American males. That's my demographic, according. My demographic. Key demographic, blah, 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 whatever you call it. The key metrics I need to look for, the people who listen. Basically, guys my age look at the things I'm doing, it seems like. But like I said, I don't have a lot of podcast people. They listen because I'm not Howard Stern. You don't hate me yet. Once you hate me, you'll listen more. When a Howard Stern movie came out about his life, they were saying that, like, in the movie, they're like, they quoted a demographic, or I guess a number, whatever. And they were like, yeah, they said the average listener listens for 8 minutes. The average person who hates him, okay, the fans listen for 8 to 10 minutes. People who hate would listen for 20 minutes. The audacity of the way that he presented what he had to present and say and his thoughts pissed people off and they were listening more. You know, there's a thing people call Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know if it actually exists, but in that vein of thought, not train of thought, I'm going to say vein, because I want to be different the way I talk, it makes perfect sense. You know, when people obsess over, oh, my ex-wife cheated on me, and they obsess over it, and I will be vindicated, and this was so bad, and I was such a good person. Were you? You might not have been. Or were you just blind to who that person was forever? Oh, my best friend slept with my girlfriend. I got to get her back. I should have dumped her. Why were you with her? You should be mad at your best friend. But let's say your girl sleeps with a stranger. There are guys who kill guys over the fact their wife slept with someone. That guy didn't really betray you. Now, in the principle, yes, he did. I get that. But your wife's the one that cheated on you. That's your significant other, right? You were trusting that person to death do us part of good stuff, right? Now, if your friend comes to you and his wife cheated on him, empathize. Man, that's got to be hard. How can I help? What do you need? Do you need a place to stay? You want to just vent? Let's vent. You want to get a beer? Let's get a beer. Want to go play some paintball? Want to go to the range? Make sure they're not suicidal, but you know. Don't tell them you know how they feel if your wife hasn't cheated on you. Oh, my girlfriend in 8th grade, she cheated on me. My heart was broken. Dude, you were 13 at the time with braces. You're 45 now. You drive a Ferrari. It's not the same. And no, I don't drive a Ferrari. I drive a Toyota Camry SE 2017. I got about 63,000 miles. Ideally, I'll keep this car for quite a while. And like I said in one of my podcasts recently, I'm trying to get an extra 50 grand this year. And we are one third of the year through. So this is going to be entertaining and interesting to see how close I can get to that goal. Now, I'm going to factor my taxes for part of that money. But it still leaves me a large sum to come up with. A large sum. But I have plans, folks. We'll talk about those once they go. I'm going to stop talking about a lot of my plans, just like I'm going to stop prepping. I talked about that in a podcast I'm posting either. Not prepping. You know, a lot of people don't care if I'm prepping because it doesn't concern them because they don't prep. But the minute that they say this bird flu is in people, which they have in New York supposedly, they culled all these cows and chicks and whatever the other word is for other birds. Another factory I think got closed down. Another factory caught fire. There was a munitions plant that exploded. All this stuff impacts you, folks. Stuff starts costing. That barge, that port, was handling like $82 billion a year or something of business, of heavy farm equipment and trucks. And now the boats have to go further around. It affects you, folks. You're not thinking about it mostly, but it affects you. Your costs go up. You've already dealing with inflation and shrinkflation, and now your costs go up even more. We need to take the boats. We need to redirect them. We need more gas. We need more fuel. We need more captains. We need more co-captains. We have to investigate. The FBI is now investigating that boat. Was it Baltimore? The bridge was totally destroyed. Now they're at first. They were there the first day. So there was no evidence of terrorism. Now they're investigating. Most of you don't care what I'm saying. This is irrelevant to you. You don't care about this kind of stuff. You're just trying to live your best life. Go ahead. I applaud you for living your best life, but don't put your head in the sand. But, like I was saying, folks, just shut up. People don't care. Let them vent. Let them talk. And here's the thing. When you let them talk, even if they're not trying to get your opinion, that's best. Let people talk. Because a lot of times the devil is in the details, right? And the devil's going to reveal his details to you. You know, if you think you're seeing others cheating, look at their patterns. They're probably saying things differently. Look at their phone habits. You think someone's, you know, trying to scam you? Listen to what they're saying. When I moved, I think I had one friend, he knew I moved without me telling him. He's like, and I think I started talking about one day I'll be gone and y'all gonna notice him. He's like, did you move to Florida? I'm like, I'm hearing rumors. I'm like, no one was told, so how could anyone know? So I told no one. Like, I didn't work with anyone I knew outside of work, so there was no way. So I was like, But he was listening. Then if you're a boss, especially if you're a coach, a team manager, whatever you want to call it, a guide, there's like 8 different words for that. Now a lead. Let your agents talk. Let them run their mouth. They're gonna give you all the excuses, then boom. Oh shoot, now they're out of ammo. First. Second off, you can get them to come to their own conclusions sometimes. You wanna lead. You don't wanna give them the answer sometimes. Now for me, I know I'm the kind of person, I just want the answer. I don't want all these questions. I'm a grown ESS man, and I just give me the answer. Just give me the answer. That's it. Let me explain to myself after you tell it to me. Make sure I understand. I'm good. I don't need you to question. I know it's a good way to learn all that, but I'm past that point. I don't need that kind of direction anymore based on my age and my direction in life. And I'm doing a class, and my teacher, he's like, man, he's like, I can tell you know exactly what you want to do. He's like, this assignment's come right off your tongue. I was like, it did, because I know exactly what my plan. I know my 5-year plan right now. I know my 5-year plan to a T. I know exactly what I'm trying to get done. Now, if God changes it, that's fine. He can call an audible or do whatever he needs to do. You know, he can change the entire plan. He can shift me to another franchise. Heck, he can shift me to another sport. I'm still going to get my, you know, I'm still going to hit my home runs. I'm still going to get my end zones. I'm still going to get on base. I'm still coming to smash you out of the zone. I'm going to Wimbledon. I'm taking you down. I'm taking you down. That's it. I'm left-handed. Southpaw, baby. I'm going to do it backwards. I'm going to do it different. You're not going to like it. It's going to throw you off. See, for those of you who care or who pay attention, I just gave you a detail. Because if you're going to fight with me, I'm left-handed, so I'm going to do things differently. Do you see why letting someone talk works? You just shut up and you listen. And if you're listening to my podcast, or any podcast in general, you're already a listener of at least some variety. You're not watching this on YouTube, you're listening. We quote Denzel in training, you're in a position, a privileged position to learn a thing or two. And what I tell my 7-year-old right now, all the time, I said, buddy, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. You know why? I said, you can listen more and talk less. Be quiet. You can't learn when you're talking. I said, if your teacher tells you to be quiet in class, and you're all screaming, how are you going to understand if she's trying to teach you something? And it's funny, because in science, he's getting all A's. Kids are genius. At least I feel so. But everyone says about their kid, right? So that's why you're not listening. You're like, yeah, I said the same about my kid. Your kid's not genius. Trust me, they do. And you might be right. But when he's interested, he's paying attention. He's listening. And as his father, when he talks, I need to listen all the time. I have to shut up for him. I have to shut up. Because if I don't shut up, he will not know what to say. He'll be like, you know, daddy's never listening, so I should tell him anything. So just shut up, because they don't care. Your kids shut up because they do care. They need you. Your spouse, shut up. Let them talk. If they're doing dirt, you're going to find out anyway. If they're not doing dirt, you have someone you can build a life with. If you young guys out there, remember, you're not just marrying a chick who's sexy. You're marrying the problem you're going to have to deal with the kids, if you have kids. You're marrying someone who's going to be there for you until the end of your life. In theory, that's the last person you're going to be with, except for your kids. It might be, you know, your deathbed, but, you know, when you're old, your legs hurt, and your hands hurt, who's going to help you put on your socks? Who's going to help feed you? Who might change your diapers? I'm rich. I don't have to worry about that. Okay, fine. You'll pay somebody. But do you really want to face the last moments of your life, whether they're joyful or painful, on your own? Or with someone who's been there and built a life with you? These are choices you have to make, folks. I hope you are listening. I hope you have shut up and you're not playing on your phone while you listen to this podcast. If you are listening, remember, we went a little roundabout there, but remember, people don't really want to hear your opinion. They want you to rubber stamp what they're thinking, you know? They might, you know, Tony, what do you think? Well, I think this, that, and the other. Okay. And they go into the exact opposite anyway. You know why? It's human nature for a lot of people. A lot of people are so self-absorbed and self-focused. I don't even know. It's not the same thing. It really isn't. How do I put it? There's people who are just, they're still obsessed in a negative fashion. Like, nothing matters except for them. You know, they're like that horrible only child that's spoiled and is living like the adult version of their terrible twos. Yeah, that exists. There's a lot of people like that. The older I get, the more I can't stand adults. And kids who are horrible, you know why? Because their parents are horrible. It's not them. They're kids. It's learned behavior. If the kid's a jerk, it's probably because his dad or his mom a jerk, or both. Now, sometimes it might be just because grandma's raised him and grandma raised her kids, and her kids, you know, were jerks because of her, or her kids are special, whatever the case is. You know, and now she's tired because now how old is she? She's still raising kids. Man, she must be frustrated. It's got to be hard. Because I'm raising my own kids, and I'm, you know, a sober, non-drug addict, non-porn addicted, non-crackheadish person. You know, I'm have no extremely bad habits is what I'm saying. I'm not stuck on, you know, YouTube for 24 hours a day. I'm not stuck on crack, cocaine, or that. But it's hard being in my 40s raising little people. It's not easy. So imagine being a grandma trying to raise kids. But I say all that, folks, basically just to let you know that you have to shut up sometimes. And make sure that you shut up. You're shut up for the right reason. Sometimes you need to shut up because your spouse is trying to let you know they're frustrated. And then all of a sudden, you're going to look up and she's like, you know, she divorced you? Why did she divorce me? I loved her. You weren't really listening. You might have heard her, but you didn't listen to her. And a lot of marriages break up because of communication. When your team is failing at work, it's probably because you didn't communicate good. A lot of times, the boss, like a big boss, doesn't know how to talk to people. And you see that a lot. The general manager, etc., they don't know how to talk to people. Or they're like, I don't need to talk to you. You need to just do what I tell you. Okay, fine. And you have a lot of people quit. A lot of teams leave. A lot of people don't want to be there. A lot of people, you know, they don't listen because you don't have a way to talk to them. You need to know how to listen. Proactive listening will get you so much in life. If you can listen like a little kid who's actually interested in something, with the wondrous amazement they have as kids, and the fact their brains are full of all the crap that you get full of as an adult, tune everything out when you're telling your kids. Tune everything out when you're with your wife. If you're a manager, focus on your message. Focus on your audience. Shut up and listen. Like I said, some people, they don't care what you have to say. That's fine. Give me your opinion. Be done with it. To quote Cannabis and the Rip the Jack album, said, I'm through good advice. I just give concerns. And on that note, I'm going to play with my kids. Peace out, folks.